Talk 580 KMJ presents Hometown Heroes, honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes here on News Talk 580 KMJ and online at kmjnow.com. Going to throw you a little curveball today. I had the show all planned out for this week. We're going to hear from a World War II sailor. Instead, because of things that happened this week and things that I was made aware of for the first time, we're going to talk not about a sailor, but about a nurse who was famously kissed by one in Times Square on August 14th, 1945, and the mission that that nurse was on before her death this week at the age of 91. Maybe you've seen those news reports about the passing of Edith Shane, identified eventually as the nurse in that famous Life magazine photo as Americans celebrated in Times Square at the news of the end of World War II. That photo has since become a statue that you may have visited in San Diego. It's famous the world over. And this young lady, Edith Shane, who left us this week at the age of 91, has been on a mission in recent months and even for more than the last year. Her mission is part of a campaign called the Spirit of 45. We're going to talk about that today. In fact, I'm going to do something I don't do very often on this program. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you today and ask for your contributions, and you'll understand in a little while. If you want to get those phone numbers down, you probably know them, 490-5858 or 800-776-5858. Those are our numbers. And when I say contribution, I just mean verbal to the program today, nothing financial. But there is something that you can do as far as this campaign to keep the spirit of 45 alive. And I am so shocked that I hadn't heard about this until this week, but I want to read to you a proposed resolution in the House of Representatives. The original sponsor is Congressman Bob Filner. He's a Democrat along the border down in the San Diego area. But this bill, this concurrent resolution in the House, has bipartisan support. And the people behind it are looking in just the next few days to get more congressmen, more congresspeople, more representatives in the House to support this bill, to come on as co-sponsors to guarantee that it will pass in time. And I think you'll understand once I read it to you. So here we go. This is the concurrent resolution that says, whereas on August 14th, 1945, the people of the United States received word of the end of World War II, whereas on that day, people in the United States and around the world greeted the news of the Allies' noble victory with joyous celebration, humility, and spiritual reflection, whereas the victory marked the culmination of an unprecedented national effort that defeated the forces of aggression, brought freedom to subjugated nations, and ended the horrors of the Holocaust, whereas these historic accomplishments were achieved through the collective service and personal sacrifice of the people of the United States, both those who served in uniform and those who supported them on the home front, whereas more than 400,000 Americans gave their lives in service to their country during World War II, whereas August 14th, 1945, marked not only the end of the war, but also the beginning of an unprecedented era of rebuilding in which the United States led the effort to restore the shattered nations of the Allies and their enemies alike, and to create institutions to work towards a more peaceful global community. Whereas the men and women of the World War II generation created an array of organizations and institutions during the post-war era which helped to strengthen American democracy by promoting civic engagement, volunteerism, and service to community and country. Isn't this good stuff? I think you're agreeing with me so far on this. Let me continue. Whereas the courage, dedication, self-sacrifice, and compassion of the World War II generation have inspired subsequent generations in the United States Armed Forces, including the men and women currently in service in Iraq, Afghanistan, and around the world. Whereas the entire World War II generation, military and civilian alike, has provided a model of unity and community that serves as a source of inspiration for current and future generations of Americans to come together to work for the continued betterment of the United States and the world. And whereas the second Sunday in August has been proposed as Spirit of 45 Day to commemorate the anniversary of the end of World War II on August 14th, 1945, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that Congress supports the observance of the Spirit of 45 Day. So that's what this is all about. Had you heard about that? I was clueless until this week. And when I find out when I found out how time sensitive this was, I decided we better talk about it on the program today. Because in order for this resolution to pass in time to actually have a national observance of this Spirit of 45 Day this August, action needs to be taken very soon. And we're going to talk about what that action is with a woman very involved in the Spirit of 45 campaign. I'm going to bring in Linda Laurie from Southern California here. And a little bit later on, we're going to actually listen to what it was like on August 14th, 1945. We'll hear a radio report from that day from Times Square where it was just a mad scene. And we'll also hear from President Truman on that day, August 14th, 1945. But right now, let's hear from Linda Laurie. She joins us from Southern California. And Linda, let's start off with Edith Shane, because I know you spent a lot of time with her. Obviously, she never chose to be famous. She eventually identified herself as the nurse in that famous photo from Times Square. And it sounds to me like in recent months and years she really decided that she was going to use that accidental celebrity for a cause a little bigger than herself. How long was she supporting this Spirit of 45 campaign, and how passionate about it was she?
Hi, Paul. Thank you for asking. Edith started working on this campaign about 3 years ago. She, after working as a nurse for some time, she became an elementary school teacher. She taught in the L.A. school district for 30 years. And so she had a huge heart for children. And as time went by, she became very involved in politics in her community. She never left her service to her community. And she realized that the children and even some of the college-age students had no idea what went on during World War II. So she had a very, very strong passion to make sure that what she called the now generation learned the lessons of the greatest generation. So she toured to a lot of places and spoke to the children, spoke to adults, and explained to them, we had problems, you know, worse than you do back then, but we worked together, and we got through it. Well, now it's your world. It's your turn. So look around, see what needs to be done, see what you can do, and go for it. She was tireless in that effort to get that message across.
And now that she's gone, I get the idea that you and other people who've been working on this campaign with her are absolutely that much more determined to make sure that this resolution is passed. And what's it down to here? How soon does action need to be taken? Why the time crunch right now? We're talking about August 14th. Why does something need to happen this week?
Well, Congress breaks. Their session breaks at the end of the week before the holiday, and a lot of the Congress members of Congress will be going back home, so they won't be there to vote. So my understanding is that we're at somewhere between 31 and 33 co-sponsors for the bill. We need 50. It must happen. We're not asking for any money. They don't have to do anything. All they have to, the congressmen and women have to do is sign on as someone who co-sponsors, meaning they support this bill. And as a grassroots effort, you know, it takes individuals who write into their individual congressmen and say, please, please co-sponsor HCON Resolution 226. And please do it this week so that the bill can be passed and the greatest generation will never be forgotten.
So in order for everything to be official this year and for this Spirit of 45 Day to actually start on the 65th anniversary of August 14th, 1945, you need to get to that threshold this week of 50 co-sponsors for the bill. So if people are listening, they can write to their congressman or email or go online. And we have all this information at our website, kmjnow.com. The Spirit of 45 website is spiritof45.org. And again, that's linked on our website. So you need about 17 or 18 more to get to that threshold?
That's correct. And the easiest way to do it is to go to the website of your congressman or congresswoman. They have a, you know, a button that says contact me. You fill in the blanks and you send it. And the assistant to that congressman gets that message every day. And it doesn't matter, you know, even kids can write in. And if they get 10 people from the same district, they pay more attention to it. But that's the fastest way. If you write, it takes weeks because they don't open the mail without first going through it somehow to make sure that there isn't something harmful in
sure.
the mail.
Absolutely.
So that, the email's the best way.
All right, and we have all that information on our website, and also on the website for spiritof45.org is a list of the congresspeople who have come on as co-sponsors to this point. The last time I checked that list, none of the congressmen in the Fresno area had come on board, and I'm guessing they're just not aware of it, just like I wasn't aware of it before this week. But if you're out there listening, you live in Congressman Nunes's district, or Costa, or Cardoza, or Radonovich, or McCarthy down in the Bakersfield area, or maybe you're up by Dan Lundgren or Tom McClintock's districts, this signal for KMJ is so large. I know we have listeners all over the place, and I hear from you from in places like Napa and Sacramento and all over the place. So if you're listening, go to that website, see if your congressman's not on there, and if he's not, make sure that he knows about this, because I'm guessing a lot of people just aren't aware of what this is all about. And if you missed the start of the program, we're talking about the spirit of 45, keeping that spirit alive. What does that mean? It means keeping this World War II generation legacy alive for posterity, educating people and letting them know that at least on one day every year, on August 14th or the second Sunday of August every year, that they will be remembered. And really, that's very similar to what this show's all about, Linda. And I know you're involved in other efforts to honor history and to keep this legacy alive. Is there one story that someone's told you about what happened on that day, what celebration they were around or what it meant to them that really sticks out? I imagine Edith has told you the whole story about her famous kiss, but is there something that every time you think of that story, it just tells you, this is why we have to keep this legacy alive?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many stories. I'll tell you one theme that goes through a lot of stories, and that is there were, after the second bomb was dropped, we did not know what the response was going to be from Japan. And my understanding is they thought there was a third bomb. We did not have a third bomb, but they thought there was.
Right.
So there were people already on ships on their way to the invasion of Japan.
Absolutely.
And we know, I'm told that they estimated 1 million people would have died mm-hmm. in that conflict. And so for some of the men and women who were getting ready to leave or who were already en route to Japan, and then they received the news, the war's over, turn around and come back, they were absolutely ecstatic because they knew they were on a suicide mission. And at that moment, they knew they were going to go home. They were going to get married. They were going to have families. They were going to live full lives. And that's, to me, that was one of the most amazing stories, was just, you know, with hearing one word on the radio, their lives changed.
Absolutely, and we've heard a lot of those stories on this program, and a lot of times I'll ask a veteran what they remember about December 7th, 1941, and a lot of times we'll skip over this question, and I know that you and your group are asking that question of everyone and collecting stories about August 14th. So how fast does this need to happen, Linda, in order to get these co-sponsors on the bill in time to pass it before August? How soon do people need to get a hold of their congresspeople?
I'm working 24/7, and I'm asking everyone to work Monday and Tuesday of this week to get those messages in order for them to get to committee and then go through whatever process they have to go through to actually reach the floor. I can share with you that I was in Sacramento on Monday of this week and stood before the state legislature, and California came across unanimously as a Spirit of 45 state. This also happened in Louisiana. So if we can get all of the congressmen and women in California to get on board at the national level, since they're already on board at the state level, it would seem a natural thing for them to want to do.
If the state legislature of California is unanimous in it, then the congressional delegation from the state shouldn't be too far behind. And I certainly see the value in that. And we do have enough congresspeople in California to get this going. Linda, I'm going to have to take a break in a minute here, but I want to give you a chance to share anything else that you think is of great importance. And I want to ask you spent so much time with Edith Shane, this famous kissing nurse from that photo in Life magazine. Now, I've heard that once she finally fessed up and made the claim that she was the nurse, so you can't see her face in that photo, of course, that the Life magazine photographer Eisenstadt came out and met with her And is it true that all it took was one look at her legs and he was convinced?
That's the story. That is a story. And, you know, there were also a lot of forensic tests that, you know, were done, you know, where they look at her and they look at the picture to make sure that, you know, the similarities were there. They tried to do that for the sailor as well. But I think that they sat and spoke about exactly what was going on, exactly where they were, what was going on around them, and their stories were the same. So they knew at that point that there could be no misunderstanding.
And in your estimation, is that larger-than-life statue in San Diego a fair representation of Edith Shane?
Well, sure, you can't see her face. She, our dear girl, was 5'10", and even that's snitching just a little bit there. And that's a 26-foot statue, so there's a tiny difference. Yeah.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for filling me in on some of it, and good luck. I think that our listeners, if I know them well enough, will come through for you as much as they can, and we look forward to hearing about the spirit of 45 being kept alive for a long time. Thanks so much for taking some time for us today.
Thank you so much for the privilege.
All right, that's Linda Laurie with the Spirit of 45 campaign, spiritof45.org. We have all that information linked on our website, kmjnow.com. Also, if you go to that story on our website, you can watch video with Edith Shane actually talking about some of this before she passed away this week at the age of 91. And if you don't know that name, Edith Shane, again, she's the nurse from that famous photo from Times Square on August the 14th of 1945. After this break, we're going to take you back in time, throw you in the time machine, and take you to August 14th. 14th, 1945, listen to a radio report from that day, hear what President Harry Truman had to say to the troops around the world on that day, and then hear from some of you, 490-5858 or 800-776-5858, if you would like to tell me where you were on August 14th, 1945, and how you heard that World War II had come to an end for the United States. You're listening to Hometown Heroes today on News Talk 580 KMJ.
This is Hometown Heroes. Hometown Heroes. Honoring everyday Americans who answer the call of duty on 580 KMJ.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes. We're going to be taking your phone calls in a little bit at 490-5858 or 800-776-5858. Some of you are already lining up. In a moment, I'm going to get to the gentleman that you'll hear from for the full hour next week, Maury Nyberg of Kingsburg. But before I do that, I want to take you back in time to the real topic of this show today, August 14th, 1945, and the effort going now in the House of Representatives to establish the second Sunday in August each year as the Spirit of 45 Day and honor the legacy of that World War II generation. What was it like that day, though? If you were sitting at home listening to KMJ 65 years ago, what would you have heard on your radio that day? We're going to take a little listen, first from a radio reporter in Times Square, and then from President Harry Truman addressing troops around the world. So here's what it would have sounded like 65 years ago, August 14th of 1945.
This is the NBC mobile unit in the heart, center, and the pulsing focus of a joyous nation on Times Square in New York City. Ben Grau reporting as I stand, literally stand, tiptoe, sticking my head outside the silver gray turret top of the NBC mobile unit and look uptown over a foaming, seething, writhing mass of faces lifted joyously and buoyantly and gloriously happy at the final conclusion of a desperate war which has seen its closing days in a desperate day or three or four of anxiety, turmoil, anticipation, doubt, fear, and being cast down. Are these people happy? That's the only word to express it. Are you happy? And all I need to do is turn my NBC microphone down over these folks here and to see this wave of smiles, confetti, streamers, banners, bells, jingles, flags, horns, and a joyous, brilliant, glorious look on everybody's face.
This is Private First Class Al Bouchard. I have the great honor of introducing our Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States.
Men and women of the armed forces, I'm speaking to you, the armed forces of the United States, as I did after V-Day in Europe, at a high moment of history. The war to which we have devoted all the resources and all the energy of our country for more than 3.5 years has now produced total victory over all our enemies. This is a time for great rejoicing and a time for solemn contemplation. With the destructive force of war removed from the world, we can turn now to the grave task of preserving the peace which you gallant men and women have won. It is a task which requires our most urgent attention. I think you know what is in the hearts of your countrymen on this night. They are thousands of miles away from most of you, yet they are close to you in deep gratitude and in a solemn sense of obligation. They remember, and I know they will never forget, those who have gone from among you, those who are maimed, those who, thank God, are still safe after years of fighting and suffering and danger. And I know that in this hour of victory, their thoughts, like yours, are with your departed Commander-in-Chief, Franklin D. Roosevelt. This is the hour for which he so gallantly fought and so bravely died. I think I know the American soldier and sailor. He does not want gratitude or sympathy. He had a job to do. He did not like it, but he did it. And how he did it. Now he wants to come back home and start again the life he loves, a life of peace and quiet, the life of the civilian. But he wants to know that he can come back to a good life. He wants to know that his children will not have to go back to the life of the foxhole and the bomber, the battleship and the submarine. I speak in behalf of all your countrymen when I pledge you that we shall do everything in our power to make those wishes come true. On this night of total victory, we salute you of the armed forces of the United States, wherever you may be. What a job you have done. We are all waiting for the day when you will be home with us again. Good luck, and God bless you.
So that was President Harry Truman on August 14th of 1945, speaking to servicemen around the world after that total victory, as he put it, had been secured over the Japanese. August 14th, 1945, the Spirit of 45 campaign. Information on our website at kmjnow.com to establish the second and Sunday of August each year as a day of remembrance for those who fought, those who died, those who did whatever they could back home to support the victory in World War II. Now I want to take you out to Maury Nyberg, who's going to be my guest for the full hour next week. He served on the USS Jenkins and destroyer in the Navy during World War II. And Maury, I know you can save the rest of it for next week, but right now I'd like to know where you were on August 14th, 1945, what you remember about how you heard that wonderful news and what you did to celebrate.
Oh, yes, Paul, I remember it quite well. I was in San Diego because our ship was had completed their overhaul after hitting the mine out in Borneo. And so realizing that when we completed that repair, this war was soon going to be over, so we went on to San Diego to join the mothball fleet. And so we were in the process of undergoing the preparation for the mothball fleet. And so we were in San Diego at the time, and it was a madhouse. Of course, the streets, being a Navy town, the streets were just full of sailors and civilians, and everybody was so excited and shouting and hugging and kissing and what have you. It was an exciting time and really memorable.
So you were in San Diego, so you can't be the sailor who was kissing Edith Shane in New York. At least we can rule you out.
I wasn't that one.
When you heard that radio report from Times Square and heard President Truman, did that kind of take you back to that day? Did it make you feel you were living that again?
It really did. It was quite moving. And I'm standing here with tears in my eyes right now.
Well, I know that a lot of the things you experienced in World War II gave you a reason to have tears in your eyes, and we're going to save the rest of it for next week. But, Maury, I want to let our audience know. I know they can go hear you sing on Thursday in Kingsburg. You're going to sing God Bless America. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. Our summer band concerts just began last week, or last night, I should say, and next Thursday night will be the second concert of this six-concert series, and I've been asked to sing God Bless America with the band at the Memorial Park.
Well, I know you'll do a terrific job, and I hope a lot of people come out and hear you, and then I know they'll hear you next week here on Hometown Heroes. So, Maury, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Appreciate
you got it. Talk to Maury next week. That's Maury Nyberg of Kingsburg. He served on the USS Jenkins, a destroyer that has a pretty interesting story about how that destroyer made it through World War II. So we're going to hear from him next week. Right now, let's go out to the phones. And if you'd like to join in and tell me what you remember about August 14th in 1945, whether you think it's important to remember that day, to have this spirit of 45 Day each year or not, 490-5858 or 800-776-5858. Let's go now to Bill, and I believe this is Bill Dietzel, who publishes Veterans Magazine. Is that you, Bill?
It's hello there, Paul, and I concur with everything that you're saying on the spirit of 45. You asked where was I? I'm 75 years old, so I was 10 years old, and I remember it very vividly because school was coming up on the 1st of September when we started back to school, and we were downtown at Kresge's. Shopping, mom was buying me some pants or something, and all of a sudden the screaming started outside, and horns were honking, and it was kind of frightening at first for a 10-year-old, and mom, of course, went outside to say what was happening, and all of a sudden she started crying and screaming, and it was quite emotional, very emotional, and of course she come in and grabbed me by the hand, get in the car, and she took me back out to Florence. This is in Omaha, Nebraska, right next to Fort Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, then she went uptown on Florence, all the streets had stopped, the cars were there, everybody was hugging and kissing, and it was just it was a jubilant time. It was a time of celebration because at least the guns were silent. I can remember it. Yeah, I was 10 years old, and I remember it very, very well.
Well, and I know that you have spent so much time with so many veterans over the years and have a handle for how much that meant to them to know that they could come home, that they could have a life, that they could have a family. Can you think of any reason why this bill shouldn't pass and why we shouldn't have a spirit of 45 Day?
I think the best way to do it is get your audience. We need to expedite. As Linda said on the phone, Monday and Tuesday is a critical day. It's a matter of just, I went on the website, and they have letters already written out. All you have to do is send that letter, attach your name to it, and send it, email it. There's no reason to mail it because it would never get into the house anyhow, because email's the easiest way because of security.
I'm glad you guys pointed that out.
They need to do this. You really need to hunker down, and I think you and I spoke last week. If this comes about and it is passed, I would like to take it on myself and have the responsibility of having a tremendous party or a celebration in honor of all these greatest generation veterans. And let's throw and I'll put on a USO show that you've never seen in this town before. And let's get together and celebrate, because our World War II veterans, truthfully, and you know this, Paul, if it wouldn't be for them, we'd be speaking a foreign language right now.
Amen.
It could either be Japanese or German or something, but it would not be the same as it is today.
And a lot of us, and I'm one of them, wouldn't even be here talking because
That's
we never would have been born. And I'm with
true.
You there, Bill. And Bill, for those of you who don't know, is the guy behind the Veterans Day Parade in Fresno every year. So if you've been to that parade, you know that this event, if we can make it happen, would be just as special. And Bill, we'll talk more about that. I look forward to that. And I'll have one more question for you here. You've worked with so many veterans, and you know that our representatives around here, Nunes and Costa and Cardoza and Radonovich, have all done tremendous things for veterans, just getting them their medals years after. Don't you think all of those, if they're aware of this, would be willing to support it?
Oh, I know Jim Costa and any of the rest of them, even our newly elects, will jump on board, because it is the time let's look at our troops today that are coming back. I remember my four uncles who was on the D-Day invasion coming back, and one of them had an arm missing and things like this. And they were young. They were 22, 23 years old. And I'm going, wow, it was horrible to me to understand that. But what we need to do today is say, let's get together. Let's celebrate the World War II on the spirit of 45. Let's invite all these new veterans to come to shake the hands of these old vets and where they exchange the camaraderie between the two of them. And I think anybody that's out here listening today should pick up the phone and call you or go to your email address and say, yes, I support this. What can I do to make this happen on August 14th?
Sounds like a plan. Well, Bill, thanks for everything you do for veterans, and I look forward to talking to you more about it down the road.
You got it, brother. Have a good day, and God bless America.
Amen. That's Bill Dietzel. His magazine, Veterans Magazine, does a tremendous job in chronicling the stories of vets, similar aim to this program. And again, if you want information on what this bill is called, how to contact your congressman, what you should say to get him to vote for it and make sure that we have this spirit of 45 day, go to our website, kmjnow.com, for all the information you need. And the other aim of that campaign is to create celebrations around the country this August 14th, the 65th anniversary. There are more than 500 cities around the country that have already planned theirs, and your city here in the Central Valley or wherever you're listening from today could join that list. We're going to talk more about this. I'm going to take more of your phone calls. If you're a veteran, or maybe you, like Bill, you weren't in the service just yet in 1945, but you have a specific memory you'd like to share with our audience about that day, call us at 490-5858 or 800-776-5858. Back with the rest of the program here on News Talk 580 KMJ.
Frontline of freedom. You are listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler on News Talk 580 KMJ.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes. Next week, we'll get back to our normal format where we spend the entire hour with one veteran of the World War II generation. You know what this show is about. It's about honoring those veterans for their service and their sacrifice, preserving their stories for future generations, and hopefully the rest of us along the way can be inspired. And that threefold mission of this show is pretty similar to this whole campaign, the Spirit of 45, the effort to set aside the second Sunday in August each year as a national day to remember what's been called the greatest generation, to educate future generations about what happened in World War II and how the nation was so united to accomplish that ultimate outcome of that conflict. We've got another 15 minutes or so in the program today. Taking your phone calls at 490-5858, 800-776-5858, the toll-free line, talking about why you think this is important, or maybe you disagree, this Spirit of 45 campaign, and maybe some personal stories about what you remember about that day if you were alive. Terry has been waiting very patiently on the line. Terry, sorry for the wait. You're on Hometown Heroes.
Not a problem, Paul. Thank you so much for helping to get this out. I'm a member of all the veterans groups here locally. I was only nearly 2 years old on VJ Day, so needless to say, I don't remember much. But go back to the home show here in Visalia, several months ago, and VFW, American Legion, Vietnam Vets, you know, whatever, had a booth there. And we got a surprise visit from a little short nurse. Linda said she's 5'10". She's more like 4'10". Came down and was talking the Spirit of 45. Well,
right.
Everybody fell in love with her instantly. And then that night, we put together a little quick, because we only got like 2 weeks' notice. I didn't find out about it till the day of the home show. But other members, trying not to get too deep into this, but
sure.
They had a little put together at Fox Theater that night. Edith was at the Veterans Memorial Building here in Visalia, a couple of blocks away, and was going to give a little talk to the ones assembled there. Well, when she showed up at the garden show, well, then the word started spreading. Somehow it hit the papers, and Fox Theater was jam-packed. And so Edith, she lives in the L.A. area, a friend of hers, and also promoter of the Spirit 45, Warren. I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, Warren Haig, right?
they had driven to San Jose earlier that day.
Right.
And come to Visalia that evening to do a little talk and then back to L.A. Well, the response to her was so overwhelming that she agreed to make an appearance there at Fox Theater. So place is packed, they're talking, and then they announced, you know, well, we have kind of a special guest that, you know, and then Edith came. So they were, you know, people escorting her down the aisle, making sure she didn't fall. She just shoved them aside, jumped up the steps, went out on the stage, grabbed the microphone, and just, you know, overdid everybody. So anyhow.
So you can vouch for the passion she had for this Spirit of 45 effort.
Everybody just fell in love with her. So her passing this last week just really hit us all in the gut, pretty much. But what we're doing as the different veterans groups here in Visalia, of course, everybody knows where they were on 9/11. Yep. Some of them can remember, you know, where we were when JFK got assassinated. In my case, I witnessed it because originally from Texas. But VJ Day, what we're trying to do, Ben, we're losing so many people from that era, including veterans,
yep.
To get, you know, where were you on that day?
Absolutely.
Or statements, you know, I think it's 600 words max. And it doesn't have to be veterans. It can be, you know, civilians or anybody that was alive on that day. Like Edith was a civilian nurse.
Right.
That was there in New York, just happened to come outside on a break, and all this commotion started out.
She didn't choose to be kissed. It happened to her. Terry, I want to get some more people on, but if you have information on all your efforts down there in Visalia, shoot me an email or give me a call, and I'll make sure to pass that on to our listeners and get it on our website.
Well, let me real quickly add, I'm sure that Devin or George Radonovich just doesn't know about it. I'm going to the office, his office, Monday morning. I'll guarantee you he'll be on board with it. And then anyone that wants to, you know, input what their experience was on that day, just contact any of the veterans group here in Visalia. We have volunteers from a couple of the high schools and College of the Sierras that will take their depositions. So
that's terrific.
Yeah, spread that around. Let's get the people out there. It's going to be a hell of a party come August 14th.
Well, I sure will, Terry. And once you track down your Congressman Nunes there and get him on board, shoot me an email with the info on everything you're talking about, and I'll make sure to pass it around some more here on the radio and on our website. Thanks for all you're doing, and thank you for the call. All right, that's Terry from Visalia, and that's encouraging news. Let's move on to Jim. Sorry for the wait, Jim. You're on Hometown Heroes.
Hello there. I grew up, I had my father and five uncles, or four uncles. The five of them were all World War II veterans. Every weekend was April 14th, 1945. They partied every weekend. It was, every weekend was just get drunk, and it was, you know, do that the April 14th day all over again. But they were of a different generation. They weren't us. They had this drinking problem, yet it didn't stop them. They were the do or die generation. Anything that they needed to do, they did in spite of what was going on around them.
So you feel it's important, Jim, to have this Spirit of 45 Day?
Yes, it is. I have lived the Spirit of 45 Day my whole life. Come to think of it, I'm a veteran myself. I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Well, thank you for serving.
Thank you for saying thank you. I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, and this is what comes out of war. There's wounds and injuries that don't show.
There's no question about it, no question, and we should never overlook that. Hey, Jim, I've got a couple other people waiting. I want to get them on, but appreciate your support for the campaign. Appreciate your service to the country. And shoot me an email or give me a call anytime, and we'll talk more about it. Thanks for the phone call, Jim. Let's move on to Bill. I want all of you on hold to get on the program, and we don't have that much time. So, Bill, you're up on Hometown Heroes. You have a memory of August 14th, 1945?
Yes, I do. I'm a Coast Guard veteran of the war, and we had just completed our campaign against the German subs in the North Atlantic, and we're waiting to be dispatched to the Pacific. So So we were assigned to carry a bunch of midshipmen from the Coast Guard Academy in New London.
Right.
And show them how to operate a ship. And we, at the time of this VJ Day, we were in port at St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. I was a senior radio man on board the USS Menzies, a DE-320, which is a destroyer escort. And the other half of the crew, of course, was on Liberty. And when this announcement was made, I was observing from the deck of the DE, and the entire town, as far as I could see it, which was pretty far, exploded. In a celebration the likes of which I never seen before or since. And there was liquor flowing all over the place, and all the girls were kissing the soldiers and sailors, and mostly sailors in this place. And it was quite an exciting time, and I remember it well because of the pandemonium that existed, and the noise was it was just amazing.
I can tell it's still crystal clear for you all these years later. So having lived through that, Bill, do you think that this is something we should celebrate every year, that future generations should be educated about why that day is a significant day in the history of our country and of the world?
No, I didn't know about this. I've never celebrated the day since then. I'm certainly welcome the recognition, and I sure will become a part of it. It's you know, part of my life. I don't drink, and so it was amazing to me to see how people were staggering at the end of this celebration, which went on into the night. And you know, it was a crazy time. We sank two German subs ourselves, and my ship had been torpedoed once by the Germans over in the Mediterranean. So. We were just down there on an R&R tour while we waited to be sent to the Pacific. So obviously we were extremely happy that we weren't going there, because we knew what it meant. And so anyway, I just thought I'd call and mention that I was there in the war, and eventually got out, of course, and came back here to Fresno, or actually in Los Angeles, and then I'm at moved up here in 59 and been there ever since. But yeah, this is I've never called a call-in show like this, but I decided, well, call in and support this program. You bet.
I'm glad you did, Bill, and hey, give me a call off the air, and we can talk about getting some more of your stories on this program sometime if you're up for it. And I appreciate you calling in to share that today. Thank you for serving our country, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, that was Bill, a Coast Guard veteran of World War II. You heard his story. He wasn't partaking in the drinking there in the Virgin Islands. And I guess that's one part of August 14th, 1945, that would probably be best if we didn't reenact with these annual celebrations that this bill supports. But I think you get my drift on that. Let's go to one more caller before we close out the show. Laverne. Now, is this Laverne calling from Napa today?
Yes, Laverne.
I thought
Mac,
so.
Paul, we've spoken before, and you had me on as a guest last July 25th, and much appreciate that. But I happened to have been on Leyte Island at the time, the end of the war, and it's a bit of irony, you may recall in past discussions, I was participating in operating a radio transmitter station, and of course all the information that was going out and coming in was secret, and we had no access to it. That was transmitted down to 8th Army headquarters, and the message, I'm sure, ended up in the hands of a general named MacArthur. But like I say, it's ironic. Here I was probably participating in sending the messages regarding the end of the war in and out, and from that had no knowledge of what was on those messages.
Maybe it's a good thing that you didn't, because if you did, you might have celebrated so much that you forgot to pass the message on.
Well, the celebration that, just learning, of course, we learned of it very soon, but a lot of celebration took part out in the Leyte Gulf there. There was still a Navy presence, you know, and they decided they didn't have any more use for their ammunition. So they used it willingly, and, you know, it gave us quite a fireworks, but it's a day I'll never forget. And hearing this report of the newscaster today and President Truman, those are things I have never heard before. I have never yet seen a headline of a newspaper saying war ends. So that's the irony of a war. You're out participating in it, and you really don't know what the heck's going on. But I think it's great that you did this program in the manner and format that you did today, because it's going to go a long ways in helping the cause.
Well, I sure hope so. And I know that you're very good at using the telephone, and I know a lot of our guests on this program have heard from you, and you've traded stories about your time in World War II. Are you going to pick up that phone Monday and get a hold of your representative?
Oh, indeed. Indeed, I shall.
I thought you would.
Indeed.
Laverne, it's always good to hear from you, and I know you like to spread the word about our show up there in Napa, and one of these days we're going to come up and see you. Thanks for the phone call this afternoon.
That would be great. Thank you very much for having me on. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Laverne Mack up there in Napa, and appreciate all of you calling in. I know we probably could have filled some more time with your phone calls, but unfortunately we're just about out of time for today. I do want to remind you that you can go to our website, kmjnow.com, for all the information about this Spirit of 45 campaign that we've been discussing today. In fact, on that website, you can listen again to that radio report from Times Square, the full version of it. You just heard a piece of it here today, as well as the full address from President Truman to the troops on August 14th, 1945. There are other audio elements that are on that website. There's information about what to say to your representative when you call to urge them to support, to come on as a co-sponsor of the House Concurrent Resolution 226, which supports the institution of Spirit of 45 Day on the second Sunday in August on an annual basis. And again, to this point, to my knowledge, none of the congressmen in the Central Valley, all gentlemen that I firmly believe would support this resolution if they're fully aware of it, none of them to this point have come on board. So if you want to take some time Monday and Tuesday to email, to call, to make sure that they know that you support this, I'm sure that that will have a major impact. And also on our website, kmjnow.com, you heard from Terry and Visalia about when Edith Shane, this famous kissing nurse who passed away this week at the age of 91. You heard about him telling you how she stopped in Visalia and the big impression that she made on the folks there. He talked about her making an appearance in San Jose. There's some video of that appearance in San Jose, a news story from that time that is embedded in that story on our website at kmjnow.com. So in that, you can actually hear from Edith herself about why she thought this was such an important cause. And I certainly agree. It's pretty clear that all of you who called in today agree with that. And I can't think of any good reason why we shouldn't celebrate the second Sunday in August each year as the Spirit of 45 Day and educate our future generations about the price that has been paid for the freedom that we have to sit around on a Saturday afternoon and talk about all this and root for Team USA against Ghana in the World Cup, right? I guess that would make us patriotic as well. Thanks to all of you for listening today. Remember, if there's a veteran in your life that you think I ought to catch up with on this show, you can email me, paul@kmjnow.com, or give me a phone call as well here at the KMJ studios. Next week, we'll be back to our traditional format. We'll spend an hour with Maury Nyberg of Kingsburg, served on the USS Jenkins, a destroyer with a pretty interesting track record during World War II. So we'll get all of Maury's stories, if you will, next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Remember, you can catch him, Maury Nyberg, singing God Bless America with the Kingsburg Community Band Thursday night in Kingsburg. They have that great farmers market, too. A lot of reasons to go there. We're out of time on the program today. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to thank all the veterans in your life for serving our country. Support the Spirit of 45 at spiritof45.org or on our website, kmjnow.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next Saturday with another edition of Hometown Heroes on News Talk 580 KMJ.
This is the 50,000-watt information, weather, and traffic leader.